Oh no, he's home. Babe, wait. Stop right there. Cover your eyes.
I know it's inconvenient, but could you just wait a second? Just there at the door? I'm sorry, but I really wanted this to be a surprise. Okay, I think I'm ready. Come on in. Oh, yeah, you can uncover your eyes. Surprise! So, I knew you'd be hungry when you got home. I went and bought us the meatball bagel sandwiches from the specialty bagel shop down the street. I even fancied them up a little. I put them on a plate and I cut them in half. Oh, and there's salad on the counter, too. Let me grab that. So we don't get heartburn from the meaty sandwich. I even made a special dessert. Because I know how much you love a little treaty treat. The dessert is chocolate-covered pretzels. It looks like a tea party. Well, I wanted to celebrate. And I wanted to ask a slightly embarrassing favor. But sandwiches first. Sit down. Maybe it'll make the other part easier.
Oh, these are so good. I'm so full.
How was your sandwich, babe? Oh my God, I know.
How have we lived here this long and we're only now discovering this place down the street?
I had no idea there was a delicious bagel shop in the middle of suburbia. Who would have thought? Am I worried about something? Am I fidgeting that much? Well, yeah, I'm always worrying. Don't you know me? Especially if I'm thinking about whether I'm making you happy. But today I've got this whole new thing.
Yeah, it's the job interview.
That was today. But I didn't blow it like I was afraid of. In fact, I kinda aced it. Except it's not for a public library position like I was looking for. It's at a law library. I know. I should be happy with any job that fits my major. But I was already uncomfortable with the level of confrontation at my last branch position, telling children and their parents to use their inside voices, that their checkouts were late, or having to get stern when they refused to pay the fees. That's just not me. What am I going to do with actual grown-up professionals? Like people in suits who are way higher up the totem pole than me? Super intimidating. Like, what if they steamroll all over me? Be firm. Babe, you know that's not really something I'm good at. Actually, that brings me to the embarrassing part. Do you, remember a while ago you asked me if I ever wanted to be more, demanding in the bedroom? Actually, I think you used the other D word. More dominant. Well, I've been thinking a bit about it, and, I think I'm ready. I guess I kinda need to be ready. I know you crave that kind of stuff sometimes. Having a confident, powerful female. In fact, the first time you asked for it, I told myself I'd eventually take like a public speaking class or seminars or something to get more confident. that maybe it would translate into actual dominance in the bedroom. But maybe it should be the other way around. Like, maybe I should start here, with you, first. Where I'm the most comfortable. And if you're okay with it, maybe I should start by dressing more dominant. Just around you, though. Well, obviously, me wearing my old house coat isn't part of the plan, but, what if I told you I was wearing something underneath it? What if I wanted to get your consent first, before I went revealing something sexy and aggressive? You're not allowed to laugh at me if this looks silly, okay? I mean it. This is a huge leap for me, babe. I've never done something like this before. I don't know what dominant women wear when they're doing, like, naughty stuff to their boyfriends. So I kind of improvised. So, what do you think? Some of this was left over from that succubus costume I got for Halloween. You know, the one I chickened out wearing because it was way too revealing. And then I got too embarrassed to return it because people at the store might think I wore it first, and then they'd be imagining me in it, and, oh my gosh. I feel really hot right now. I must be blushing so much. Anyway, the strappy underwear are new, as well as this bra corset thing that I'm wearing. I did a little bit of research, and I saw a dominatrix online wearing a full cinching corset, so I bought a leather bustier at the lingerie store. The girl at the store helped me pick it out. It's a little bit smaller, but I can actually breathe in it. When I got home, I realized I never picked up my new contacts, so I'm gonna have to keep my glasses on. If I'm not really pulling off this whole dommy vibe thing, and you think this is all just really silly, then we could do this some other time, maybe. You like it? You want me to turn around and do a 360? Okay. What do you think? Babe, the sexiest thing you've ever seen. You're so silly. I don't know, it kind of feels weird to show this much skin. Even in front of you. The girls who wear this stuff for real, like models and stuff, they always look so confident. Do I just need practice? I should start by giving you some orders. Well, I guess that might help me get into the right mindset. You have asked me on multiple occasions to tell you what to do during our intimate times. So, let me see. Should I start by having you on your knees? Yeah. That's an order. I think you should be on your knees. Please. Good. Good boy. I still feel really weird being the only one half naked. So I think you should take off your clothes. Shirt first. And since you're already kneeling, you can just pull your pants down to the floor. Oh, fuck. Babe, you're already so hard. Is it because I look pretty in all this dommy stuff? Well, then maybe you should show me. I'm sorry, that was kind of vague. What I meant was, I think you should play with your cock. While you're still on your knees? I want you to show me how pretty you think I look in my dom lingerie by playing with yourself. Oh my God. I've never seen you do that before. Stroke it like that. But never while it's so hard. And while you're just staring at me. I know I'm supposed to be all confident and seductive, but it's just so intimate having your eyes locked on me. On my curves. While you're pumping your fist up and down your cock. It's throbbing so much. Is that all for me? I want that. I want you to worship me. Stroke it. Harder. Faster. Please? Tell me how pretty I am while I stand over you and watch you. I actually don't know what a power pose is, especially when it comes to sex. So, how about the Wonder Woman pose over you? Hands on my hips while I'm looking down. While you play with yourself for me? Good boy. Is it working? Does it look like I could dominate you? You're so sweet. Such a good boy. What else should I have you do? You are nuzzling your head against my thigh. And you have your hands on my ass. Even though I did not tell you to do that. Well, since we're already here, maybe I should have you, lick my pussy. Oh, now you're gonna make me get firm? Fine. I'm telling you to squeeze my ass with one hand. Like that? Good boy. Stroke yourself with your other hand. And I'm gonna move this little triangle cloth to the side. And I want you to eat my pussy until I say stop. Oh, you're so eager. Oh, God. Good boy. Wow. So enthusiastic. You must have been waiting to do this for so long. Waiting for the day when I would put you on your knees and make you stick out your tongue. You keep your hand right there on my ass. The way you keep squeezing my cheeks like that is turning me on so much. Just holding me in place while you lick my pussy. And swirl your tongue around my clit. Oh, I love when you do that. That's so good. Good boy. Oh my God. Are you leaking pre-cum? It's all over my leg, babe. Oh, that's good. I want you to keep doing that. Keep stroking yourself against my skin while I just grind my pussy on your tongue. That's so good. Faster. Okay, too fast, too fast. You're so good at following directions. Did you ever think this would happen? That your cute, shy girlfriend would be standing over you, gripping your hair while you eat me out? Oh, good. So, so good. I mean, good boy. You're being such a good boy. But, slow down. There's something else I want to try. Now that I'm going to step up my confidence game. This is something I've never done to you before. I've never given you a lap dance. And I am so turned on right now. I think I want to try. Get up. Do you mind sitting on the couch? I mean, go sit on the couch, good boy. Good. Now I want you to lean back. I'm gonna put some music on. I've actually wanted to do this for a really, really long time. And I know how obsessed you are with my ass. The thought of wearing a thong and grinding on you. Like this. It's always sent chills up my spine. In a good way. Your cock is so hard. It feels so good to rub against you. I love you so much. I wouldn't do this with anyone else, you know that, right? I'm just so comfortable around you. Yeah, grab my ass. Oh, good boy. Dancing like this, grinding on you and shaking my ass. Just having my entire body exposed to you makes me really self-conscious. That feeling hasn't necessarily gone away tonight, but I don't know. Maybe I already am just a little more confident than I was earlier. I'm even grinding and swinging my hips back and forth. And I know you like when I reach down like this to touch your cock. What if I slide it between my legs? I'm blushing so much. But this is making me feel really, really sexy. And turned on. And what's the word that they use online? Feral. I can feel my pussy just dripping. Oh my god, it doesn't help when you twitch like that either. Oh, it's so hot and sticky between my legs. I can't help just squeezing my thighs together on your cock, making it twitch as it slides in and out of my thighs. As I bounce on top of you. Oh, shit. Is that your head just pushing the thong to the side? I didn't tell you to do that. Oh, but fuck. I think I'm gonna go crazy if I don't get your dick soon. Lean back, babe. Must change positions a little. Okay, lean back more. More. Your mistress needs this. Lowering myself on your cock like that feels so good. Fuck, it's usually not that tight. Or that wet. Or that hot. Oh, fuck. This feels so fucking incredible. Can I put my whole weight on it so it gets really deep inside me? Can I? Please? I mean, I'm gonna put my whole weight on it. You have no choice. I'm gonna bounce on your dick so fucking hard right now, babe. I just need it. I need it so, so bad. Oh, this is exactly what I want. I know I'm getting kind of whiny and asking instead of demanding. I'm trying my best, babe. This just feels so fucking good. Especially when I wrap my arms around your neck like this and just bounce. It's good. It's so good. Do you like it? Tell me you like it. Oh, it is hitting so many sweet spots. And you're bucking your hips. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, don't stop. Oh my God. My legs are already shaking from having you eat me out. I'm almost embarrassed by how much of a sex-crazed mess I am. But I just need this so fucking bad right now. Is this what being dominant does? Because this is fucking insane. My legs are shaking so much. If you weren't grabbing my ass like this, I'd probably fall right off you. Fuck. Wait, I want to lean over the arm of the couch. That way, you know, you can keep fucking me in your favorite position. I'll stick my ass out for you, and you can just have your way with me. Yeah. Oh my God. You can grab onto my hips and just fucking give it to me. You're getting so deep. Oh, so fucking deep from that angle. Oh, fuck. Oh, that feels so, so good. I'm so close already. Fuck. Oh, will you please let me come? I need to come. Oh, I know. Okay. I realize I'm basically bent over the side of the couch while you rail me, which is so fucking submissive. It's practically embarrassing. But please. I really, really need to come. Like, I've never been on the edge like this before. Not even when I orgasm. There's just been so much teasing. And having you on your knees. Oh, that did something to me. I need the release. Oh, please. I promise I'll learn to be more dominant.
I'll try harder next time. I'll try to make you obey me, but for now, please just pound me until I'm dizzy. Oh, my God. Yeah, come at me. Fill me. Oh, cream pie, my needy pussy, please. Please. Oh, please. Oh, I'm begging. I'm begging. You always say I'm so pretty when I beg. And I'm even being filthy and dirty talking the way you like. Oh, and I am so, so fucking close. Please, oh, please. Okay, make me come. Yeah, fucking rail me and make me come on your cock. Do it. There, is that what you want? Is that being dominant? Oh, fucking come at me. Cream pie me. Do it. I know you want to. I'm right on the edge. Oh, yeah, make me come. Oh, please. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, good boy. A straight come at me. Oh, come at me. Oh, I'm shaking so much. I can't believe I bossed you around like that. Oh, that was so good. Thank you. Oh, holy fuck. I feel so full. Thank you for giving me your load. Oh, you are such a good boy. I'm a mess, though. Could you pull me back up onto the couch for cuddles, please? I guess it's that or leave me bent over on the side of the couch like a rag doll all night. I do not have the strength to move right now. Fuck, how was I that turned on? I mean it, by the way. I really want to try to be more dominant for you sometimes. I'm just really bad at it, apparently. But oh my God. If it makes me come that hard, I'm definitely willing to keep trying. Not that I think sex is the only cure to my shyness, but if I'm going to start building some semblance of confidence, this is way more fun than classes or public speaking. Right, small steps first. Like, maybe you should take a few small steps to the table and back. So we can have some of those chocolate-covered pretzels. Good boy.